precious little girl, but don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me. And do I need apostrophe D? Need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl, but don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? No one in the world ever gets what they want, and that is. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they're not, and I wish they would stop saying debity dog doggy ding dang debity dog doggy ding dang debity. World destruction over an arbiter. And do I need apostrophe T? Need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. Start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? I don't want to live in this world anymore. I don't want to live in this world. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
And welcome back. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Andrew Fellows, your host for Andromeda today. And you just heard They Might Be Giants with a classic from the 80s, Don't Let's Start, from their very debut album, 1986, I believe that album is from. Anyway. Today we've got some nostalgia vibes, some songs from our childhood, and when I say our, I mean myself and my guest, Aaliyah. Please tell us about yourself briefly.
Well, hello. My name is Aaliyah. I'm currently at Wellesley College. I don't know how far that is from Tufts, but kind of close to Andrew. And yeah, a lot of these are from my childhood and very eclectic, I must say.
And you also have a radio show, almost. You're getting trained, yes. Almost. Yes,
I will,
so that's very exciting.
Send some details later, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So I guess we'll be hearing some of your songs first. This will be Ricky Martin with She Bangs from
what year is this from? Absolute classic.
Absolute classic, 2000, the year 2000. All right, so let's hear some Ricky Martin today.
She talks like she wants. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby. c'è pace per me. Perdo il pelo, sciò del manche. Vedo il nero e non capisco cos'è. C'è un odore di femmina qua giù.
You wait too long.
So we just heard Jumper by Third Eye Blind off of their self-titled album, Third Eye Blind, I Can't Quite See on Spotify. And then right before that was an absolute classic, really just taking it back, Veto No by Zucchero, from an album I unfortunately cannot pronounce, and I was born in Italy. So
sad. Sad.
Yeah, I'm upset too, Andrew.
And before that, we heard She Bangs by Ricky Martin. That was the first song that we'd heard.
And you didn't hear me introduce it earlier.
That's true. Well, yeah, some people might not have heard it. But anyway, in case you were wondering, we're recording this virtually. So it's a little bit of a learning experience. The time that this was recorded is not the live broadcast time, which makes sense if you're listening to the audio quality might not be as great. But sadly, this is what we have to do because of a certain virus. And so, all right, I guess we will do our PSA. Not now, but soon after these three next songs. This will be we'll be hearing some Bonnie Raitt, which is an artist that both of us very much enjoy from our childhood. My mom is into Bonnie Raitt as well. Big fan of that. All right, I guess we'll hear some Love Letter from Bonnie Raitt here on WMFO.
Working on a love letter. Yeah. don't pay off and I'm tired. There ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, everything you are, and even then you don't get a far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off. Won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough.
All
go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again, 'cause it will never hurt as much as it did then. When we were both right and no one had blame, but now I give up on this endless game. 'Cause who wants to be right? 'Cause the rain is better when something is wrong. I get excited when night comes and I'm on my own. You should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right? 'Cause the rain is harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile, please. Won't be making up. I cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, love, yeah, I've enough. Oh, 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 oh,
And we're back, and we just heard some Right as Rain from Adele from her debut album 19, way back in, what is that, 2008? Wow, a long time ago. That's sort of an album I associate with like Starbucks and like going to Starbucks as a kid. I feel like that was always on their playlist, but anyway. And before that, we heard Barracuda from Heart, a much more upbeat tune there from Little Queen, yeah, from 1977. And then before that, we of course heard Bonnie Raitt with Love Letter. And now it is of course time for our wonderful PSA from our wonderful guest. Olia, take it away.
All right, listen here, folks. Attention parents, if your child plays football and you're worried about the state of the game, join us for the second annual Sports Concussion Summit, March 26th at the Cardinal Rehabilitation Hospital, from 7:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. We'll be talking about cause, risk, factors, and the statewide trends involving concussion treatment. Nothing is more important than our kids' safety.
So true. So true. Very real PSA for a very real thing that is happening.
Absolutely.
So realistic. Incredible delivery.
I, for one, as a concussion owner, can really speak on that.
Concussion owner.
I currently hold concussion.
Proud owner. Yes. Okay. So I guess we will go right ahead then to some Amy Winehouse, maybe. What song are we going to hear from Amy Winehouse?
The clean one I could find, Rehab by Miss Amy Winehouse from the iconic album Back to Black.
Wonderful. Well, take it away, Amy. This is Rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
And we're back, having just heard Amy Winehouse with some Rehab, and following that was Tori Amos with Crucify. The first one, of course, suggested by my wonderful guest, Aaliyah, and the second one was my addition there, Shout out to my mom for her taste in Tori Amos. Always a great album to listen to. Little Earthquakes, always a classic. And again, from my childhood, I had a bit of a moment this week when I discovered a long lost song from my childhood, from my my younger years, playing on a Yamaha keyboard that my family owned, and listening to all of the demo songs and all of the sample songs. And for such a long time, I was trying to figure out what the very first demo song was, demo song 001. And I finally found it. I was ecstatic when I found it. I was like, oh my God, this is, it's, everything's coming back. My whole childhood, everything is so much clearer now. And it's a song called Carmel by Joe Sample. And it's a bit of like a smooth jazz, kind of like an 80s jazz fusion type of song, but I really enjoy it. It's not really similar to what I usually listen to, but I remember as a kid thinking like, oh, this is my favorite song ever. I love this. And so I'm overjoyed to share this song with you guys today. Any comments about Rehab or any of the song, any memories that you have of the songs we shared today?
Well, for Ricky Martin, I just know that off of that album, I like two songs, number one and number 11, which was Livin' La Vida Loca, number one, number 11, She Bangs. And I would irritate my parents by forcing them to skip through. So maybe I was a bad kid. I was just really passionate about Ricky Martin. Gotta say, what a guy.
How can you not be, really? All right, well, let's hand it over to Joe Sample with his smooth jazz gem, Carmel, here on WMFO. And we're back, having just heard a wonderful little jazz fusion tune straight from the 80s. That's Joe Sample with Carmel, a very, very important song for my childhood years. And nearing the end of the hour today, so I guess we'll wrap things up, you know, say some final words here today. My guest is still here, Aaliyah, still out here in the studio. We've been sharing some nostalgic tunes this afternoon. Trial run of the whole virtual broadcast situation. Might a few bumps in the road along the way, but I think we're doing all right. How do you feel about this format?
It's not too bad. I think your improv is very, very good. Highly recommend you join a Zoom call with Andrew and watch him attempt this. Quite entertaining.
Yeah, it's less entertaining for me, but yes, I appreciate it.
What is your mic made out of currently?
It's my mic. Oh, I'm just pretending to use this lamp as
the
a
lamp.
Microphone.
Okay,
just because the light grounds me, you know.
I have hand sanitizer, so.
But yes, this is what COVID does to a person. Anyway, it's nearing the end of the hour, so I guess we'll close it out with a song from my childhood. The first song that I begged my mom to let me buy on the App Store, the iTunes Store as a kid on my iPod Touch. This is A Flock of Seagulls with the 1981 hit I Ran So Far Away here on 91.5 WMFO. Have a good afternoon. Have a good evening. Enjoy your week. And see you possibly next year. This is probably going to be my last show of the year. So, adieu.
was mounting to be something she wasn't. Snap, or would she take a stand? When I saw her last, her dark eyes had grown darker, earlier than childhood. Much too young to fake it, her parents had a stick in her heart, a begging emptiness. Come on. Breaking glass.